Then the Ramban comments in last week's Sedra, the Pasha Ben Sora Umoda, that Hine Yeshal of Shnei Onshin. The fact that the Ben Sora Umoda, as the Ramban is about to reference, is Nidon al Shem Sofo, that doesn't mean that he's not guilty of violating mitzvah satorah. Even with the special consideration of Nidon al Shem Sofo, is an onshin elam kein masir. It has to be an ashara that the Ben Sora Umoda has violated. So hina yeshalav shnei onshin. First of all, the fact that he's contemptuous of his parents. He's a glutton and a drunkard. V'nema od v'oso savodu losid vokun kashe perashti shenitzavin l'adas Hashem b'chol d'vachayna. What do you mean? Tzor Mora, albeit al shem sofo, is chayiv misa v'kadoshim ti. Alternately, additionally, for v'oso savodu uvosid vokun. We would think, again, even with, in the next line, where the Ramban references the Nidan al Shem Sofo, okay, so maybe he's not yet guilty of first-degree premeditated murder. But if he's going to be chayiv misa, so we would expect the azhara that the Ramban would identify as, okay, he's guilty of Ram Ritzich at this point. Something monstrous. Well, he's not a kadosh. I am a nerd. Earlier in Vayikra, in talking about Kedoshim to you, V'ha'inyan ki ha'tori hisira ba'arayos, ba'arayos, excuse me, u'v'ma'cholam ha'asurim, v'hitira ha'bir ish v'ishta, v'achilas ha'bosa v'ayayin, im ken yimtza v'alatai v'makum yoshotuf v'zir masishta, onosha v'rabos, v'liyos b'sov v'ayayin b'zolle bosa lamo, v'yadabir kirtzarnu b'chol ha'navolos, shalahuska isa v'atora, the Fichach Bah HaKosuv, Achrei Shepirito Yisurim, Sha'osa Osa Magamei, Betziva Bedova Koli, Shenei Pushim Min HaMosaros. And one application of that abstinence from excess, Pushim Min HaMosaros, that the Ramban gives, is Yikadish Atzum Min Hayayin B'miuto, he'll sanctify himself by moderating, by limiting his consumption of yayin. K'mosha kora ha-kosuv ha-nozir kodosh. He'll be kodosh in the same sense that the nazir, described as nezer lokav avosho, the crown of Olakavsh Baruch Hu is on his head, will be kadosh in the same sense that a nazir is kadosh. Vigam, I'm skipping a couple of lines. Vigam yishmu pivu l'shono mihizgoel b'ribri ha'achila ha'gasa u'min hadibo ha'nimas. Skipping a little bit, v'yikadish atzma baza עד שיגיע לפרישוס כמו שאומר רבי חייא של הסך שיחה בתלה ביומיו. So what's in front of us here, Avosai? When we either, if we are privileged to have or to know such an individual who's a kadosh, or if we haven't been, and we imagine the dmus diukno of a kadosh, so I think we think of any such individual as having adopted and abiding by a different code of conduct. And because of that, he exists on a different plane. He lives in a different world than the rest of us. On the other hand, when we think of a Rasha, so we think that more or less, Merechem Imo, he demonically perpetrates dramatic, monstrous Isurim. And we don't relate too much to either. But the Ramban dispels that error. Ramban says the Kadosh at one end and the Rasha at the other end and all of us in between all exist in the same continuum. At least initially, they live in the same world. They're confronted with the same challenges, the same tests. The Kadosh, the Rasha, as is true for all of us, both contend with the polarity of Seichel and Yetzer. What sets them apart, and initially it's the difference is slight. Gradually, over time, it increases. The difference is how respectively they respond to the mandate of Kedoshim Teiyu. The Ben Sora Umora is headed to the wrong side and end of the spectrum of the continuum, not because of dramatic, monstrous actions and performances, but just because consistently he fails the challenge of Kedoshim Teiyu. Ramban describes that Reb Chiya shelo sach sicha b'teila miyomav, but notice how the Ramban writes it. Ramban is describing what anyone responding, assuming the Torah's mandate, it's not optional, the Torah's mandate of Kedoshim Teiyu, v'yekadish atzmo bazeh, a person will separate and thereby sanctify himself in this area, again, the area in terms of Kedushas Peh, ad sheyagia, incrementally, not overnight, not with one leap, B'yikadosh atzmo v'zeh ad sheyagia l'prishus k'mo she'omer al Rabbi Chiya shenasach zichu b'teilim miyomav. Rabbi Chiya lived in the same world we did. He lived by the same Shulchan Aruch we did. He was confronted with the same challenges we did. But he consistently, steadfastly, rose to those challenges. Kedusha, cultivating, attaining Kedusha, doesn't entail dramatic action, just consistent, steadfast, disciplined, daily life. My father, Zichron Levracha, once made the following ha'orah. Famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva about Tkiyas Shofar. Habitul nafshal seichem, heitivu da'achechem u'ma'alalechem, v'yazav kalachem mikem da'ko horo ma'achshav to'o shalot tova. So the shofar is a wake-up call to those who have forgotten what's true, what's real in life because of their preoccupation with havle hazman. All the futility of transient, ephemeral pursuits with no greater redeeming purpose. Havlei Hazman. It's transient, it's ephemeral. Havlei Hazman. When the Rambam, earlier in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, describes the personality and profile of a Novi, so the Rambam depicts as both an intellectual profile as well as a moral profile. We're focused on the latter. The Rambam says, "Adam shehu memula perek zayin alach alef in yisadei haTorah b'chol amidos ha'elu sholim begufo k'sheyikanes l'pardes." He's brought away to and learns Masiv Reishis Masiv Makova. V'yimshoch v'yimoshech ba'osan ha'inyanos ha'gdolim ha'ruchokim etiyah lo'das l'chona l'hovin l'hasik. That belongs to the intellectual profile. V'hum, now the religious moral profile. V'hum miskadish v'holech u'poresh midarkei kal ha'am ha'holchem b'machashake hazman. V'holech u'mezariz atzmo, and he's continuously urging himself on, forward, u'malabed nafsho, and he's training himself. Shalotiyelo machshava klal be'echad midvarim b'teilim. Now listen to this next phrase, Rav Osai. V'lo mehavle hazman v'sach b'losav. Right, the same phrase. The Novi, in some respects, ends up as a Navi only because he scored 100 on the same test that we all sit for. At the same phrase of Havlei Hazman. The message which is encoded in the shofar for every one of us, the wake-up call for every one of us to extricate ourselves from the preoccupation with things which don't integrate into Avodas Hashem. Things which are futile. So who's the Navi? He's the one who got 100 on that test. We think, no, the Navi's in a different world. He's a different, he begins as a different period. No, he got 100 on his Havli Azman test. We get whatever we get. Not 100, unfortunately, but somewhere. Something less than that. And the Navi scores 100. It's the same idea, right? The Navi's on the same continuum. It's not looking for some different, higher Shulchan Aruch to live by. It's the consistency. And the steadfastness of living by the Shulchan Aruch that we do have, that's there for all of us. That's the launching pad for the Navi. It's the same continuum. If only we can. Another way of saying it is that you know, the path to Kedusha, to Kivas Elokim, it doesn't necessarily involve Psiya Gasa. It consists of small steps, Psiyas Khanos. But if a person keeps taking those little steps, keeps meeting the daily challenges, that's what differentiates the Navi from someone who needs to go wash Nagel Vasa after that Kiyoshofa on Rosh Hashanah.